Over the last couple of years, you may have heard of the phenomenon that people call cultural Christianity. It's something that I find particularly interesting for a variety of reasons, so I thought it'd be worth it talking about this because it touches upon a lot of things: the atomization of society, the feeling of being lost, and the desire to return to something better or spiritual, all kind of encapsulated into one. So, in a nutshell, cultural Christianity is this idea of going through the rigmarole, going through the rituals, the church attendance, and just kind of upholding the general practices of Christianity without necessarily believing in it, which I think is very, very weird, to be honest, and not particularly feasible. But the people who proclaim themselves to be cultural Christians, who actually go through with it, actually go to church, they read the Bible, as I said, they observe the holidays, they go through the rituals, and they do it as if they did believe it, which again is very strange to me. Now, the reason why cultural Christianity is a phenomenon is very strange is because, unlike a lot of religions, the main sticking point of Christianity is the belief in Jesus Christ as your Savior. This man, by all accounts, allegedly is a deity. He's the creator of the universe, and he is there to save your soul from damnation. Now, a lot of religions make this claim to varying degrees, but Jesus Christ is different because purportedly, if you believe the contents of the New Testament, he actually came down to earth and was there and performed miracles, right? This is, of course, different from things like Islam and Judaism, which you could argue are probably less personalized religions. So the weird thing about cultural Christianity is, in contrast to other religions in many ways, is that its very nature seems to stand in contradiction to what Christianity is all about. You have certain types of religions like Judaism, which is this weird mishmash of ethno-religion, and you have even the Islamic culture, things that make more sense to sort of wish to maintain, such as the five pillars of Islam and things of that nature, even if you're not particularly religious. You go through the motions just because the entire culture and environment in Islamic countries is absolutely suffused and infused with Islam, whether you believe or not, you kind of have to pay lip service anyway. And then you have different types of religions across the globe. But sticking with Christianity, again, despite all the many different sects, denominations, most of these are the result of the Reformation period, or not all of them, there's that sticking point, I have to just emphasize it again, of Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, a God made flesh and blood, allegedly, who reaches out to human beings and offers them salvation from damnation because of their own sins, which were committed in some different dimension by somebody called Adam and Eve and blah, blah, blah. So the question is, how can you reconcile not believing in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and the metaphysics of Christianity with going through the rituals, the customs, the holidays, etc., etc.? What a lot of cultural Christians will say and claim is that it gives their lives structure. And ultimately, there's a reason for them seeking this out. But a lot of things can give your life structure. I mean, playing tennis every Sunday for the sake of exercise and getting some fresh air is giving your life structure. But clearly, people are not just playing tennis in order to get some sort of meaning. So on top of the structure, these people are at least covertly looking for some sense of overarching meaning, because like I said, you could play tennis every Sunday, you could take walks, you could, I don't know, work on model ships. There are things in your life you could do that would give your life structure, but they don't necessarily convey the same meaning that purportedly Christianity does for these people. And on occasion, I've had the opportunity to talk to some of these so-called cultural Christians, and the stories are pretty uniform. Most of them, in my experience, are people that had some kind of Christian religious upbringing, but kind of fell from grace, usually because, well, they didn't believe in the stuff that they were preached to about. Sometimes you find people that just sort of bandwagon onto it because they are just interested in Christianity, but usually it's somebody with a background in it. And they're looking to return to something that perhaps never was, or at least if it was, it was a time that is long forgotten and They were very young, and they didn't even know what they believed when they were kids anyway. So it's a strange desire to return to something that is so unknown and misunderstood. But this all goes back to the crisis of meaning, doesn't it? This is really what my analysis is about when it comes to cultural Christianity. People are looking for some overarching meaning, as I said. There's not much meaning to be found in our increasingly atomized and strange world, society, civilization. It's looking increasingly more and more like Cyberpunk 2077. And so it's only logical, at least to attempt to make this effort to go back to some mythical halcyon days of yore scenario where Christianity was good and it helped you and you believed in it. Even though, as I said, I've talked to a bunch of these people and they usually stop believing when they're 12 or 13, sometimes a little bit older, but they're not really invested in these values because the values of Christianity, again, are ultimately metaphysical propositions about the nature of the universe and your place in it. They're not like eating certain things or observing certain holidays because your ancestors did it. It really is about, in as much as you do observe certain holidays and don't eat things, what are the commandments of God? How do you stand in relation to God, and specifically Jesus Christ, his son, who, at least in Catholicism, is apparently identical to him? So what I've noticed with these cultural Christians is they are, and I don't say this with any glee, failing at their task. They're looking for meaning, and they're not really finding it because you're not going to find meaning in a set of religious propositions that you don't believe in. Christianity, unlike so many religions on earth, is really just about the belief at the end of the day. There are many different denominations and sects, and some of them have variations. There are certain kind of slightly ethno-religious groups of Christianity, but generally speaking, in the broadest sense, whatever your sect, whatever your particular subsector of Christianity, you have to believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ and what he promises to you, or promised, allegedly. So this seems to me like a failed undertaking, in my humble opinion at least, unless you can somehow find your way to believe. And interestingly enough, what I've noticed with a lot of these people is that's what they really want. They talk about structure, they talk about going through the motions, but they're hoping in their heart of hearts or in their mind of minds that somehow they can either rewind themselves back to a time when they actually believed, or if they never really believed, they can somehow find the belief. And they mistakenly believe that repetition and practicing rituals, that these things are somehow going to lead to a belief in extraordinary metaphysical propositions about the nature of the universe and you. I'm not sure if it works that way. Yes, practice makes perfect, and yes, if you do something enough times, over time, you'll get better at it. But that doesn't really make sense to me, and I don't think it would make sense to you. Can you get better at believing in something that you don't really believe in? So let's take a really absurd example here. Let's take the Tooth Fairy. Most of us don't believe in the Tooth Fairy. Most of us were disabused of any notion of the Tooth Fairy. At a very young age, we ceased to believe in the Tooth Fairy at around 5 or 6 or whatever it was, right? If you went through a bunch of rituals, practices, holidays, encouraging you to believe in the Tooth Fairy, in the veracity of her existence, and maybe there are some texts that are alleged to be holy and sacrosanct, and so do you think reading these texts would somehow prove to you, if you just don't believe in the Tooth Fairy, that the Tooth Fairy is a real substantial being, and she's right there, maybe invisible, maybe not, and she governs the domain of teeth that fall out of your mouth when you are young and juvenile? I don't know if that would work. And I think the same, generally speaking, applies to belief in God, and in this case, the Son of God, although he's the same guy, apparently. I don't think you can force yourself to believe things you don't believe in. You either organically come to a certain set of beliefs about the world, and it doesn't need to be a religious set of beliefs. It can be a wide range of different beliefs. Or you don't, and I don't think there's a lot of range in between there, with the possible exception of being forced into a religion. In fact, more often than not, people that religion forced upon them manage to somehow lose their faith and belief. That has been my observation time and again. So basically, organically come into a set of beliefs or not. So this whole cultural Christianity project is just doomed to failure. You need people to believe in the actual tenets of a religion, in this case Christianity, for it to have value for the community and, much more importantly, for the individuals who decide to participate in it. And this is why this project, in my humble opinion, will never get off the ground. It's a bit depressing in a sense because I've always envied true believers of any sort, because they have something that I don't have. I don't believe in any higher power. I don't believe we're special. I think we're a bunch of dumb animals. I don't believe we have souls. And so it'd be nice to believe in that sort of thing. For me, at least, it would be nice. I wish I were a believer, but I can't believe. I'm just not constituted that way. But if you're not constituted that way, you can't just pretend to believe in something. Of course, you could pretend to, but you're not going to reap the benefits of that belief. And this is all to do with the crisis of meaning, the fact that people feel empty. They feel like shells. There's nothing to really anchor them onto reality that makes them feel fulfilled and whole. Unfortunately, I don't have answers there either. I just have a bunch of copes I could tell you that are pretty good. But even those copes are pretty far from perfect. Anyway, as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my patrons and my donors on PayPal. You guys are absolutely indispensable. Really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Without you, this channel could not exist. And please hit the bell icon to be notified of my videos. Apparently, not many people are notified for whatever reason. The mysteries of the YouTube algorithm, I guess. And if you can hit the like button, share the video, leave a comment, subscribe. If you're not yet subscribed, it'd be much appreciated. Until the next time, if I'm still alive, I'll check you out then. May the gods watch over you. Goodbye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.